Might just be a good idea if you want to mute yourselves if there's going to be some noise in the background like that. Yeah. Whoever that was, yeah, lovely. Thank you. This is the last team meeting of the year, and we're all a little hyper here, a little excited. We've got plenty of chocolate and sugar for later, I think. But I want to start on a serious note to say a huge, if I can be serious with this thing on my head, to say a huge thank you for all that you have done this year and in totality for the Sangha, for the teachings, for each other and for me. I'm trying to express my gratitude without crying. Don't know if I will. I mean, stop crying, obviously. I'll be able to express my gratitude. This is going really well. Should we like take two here? I really deeply appreciate you all and couldn't do any of it without you. And I know I say this every time, but it's just amazing how it started from a couple of us sitting here in my front room. And there's still a couple of us sitting here in my front room, but there's so much more as well. And quite a lot of you have been in my front room now, which is amazing. And how it's growing is just very, very exciting for me. And I couldn't be more blessed at all than I am right now. So thank you all for your sincere dedication, devotion, for giving your time, your love, your patience, your energy, everything to make this message get out across the world, which is really starting to do now. So I will hand over to, I think, Raj. Are you ready? We have a lovely, Raj has a lovely prayer from the Upanishads, one of the Upanishads, which is going to read, if you're ready, Raj. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. So this prayer is called the Pavamana Mantra, and it comes from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And the name of the Upanishad is pretty interesting. Brihadaranyaka means large or vast forest. And I will say the mantra first, and then I will give you a quick English translation. So, Om Asatoma Sadgamaya Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So the English translation is, Om, lead me from untruth to truth, lead me from darkness to light, and lead me from death to eternal life. Om, peace, peace, peace.
Thank you, Raj. thank you. That was wonderful. So we have a few announcements and updates, which I'm going to hand over to Maggie whenever you're ready. Or am I reading them?
No, I'll read them. Do you want me to come there? Can you hear me?
If you want to sit here, come and sit here. It'd be easier. Yeah. There we go.
Sorry,
we're well organized. You can tell.
Oh, you fell off the wire. But those who have visited, you know, this is how we work. Huge thanks to everyone from me as well. My life was getting very, very busy, and I just couldn't manage without many of you. Some of you do stuff that I'm not particularly involved in, and that's amazing too. But for those who help me specifically, you know who you are. Oh, I'm feeling really emotional.
I'm surprised I didn't cry for you, man.
I just want to say a special thank you to someone. I'm not going to name anyone, but to someone who was very reluctant to join the meeting. You're helping me massively. Right, moving on. I don't think there's anybody new in the team, but obviously Michael's got his new role, which we're really, really excited about, as GP ambassador. Michael, I will get in touch about us meeting up. I have sent you an email, but for those who don't know, I think you probably all do, he's going to be the liaison person for the graduate programme. There's obviously so much new stuff on the graduate programme. He's got his own email address. We have added it to the list of the staff team, and we've left his other email on for other stuff, but we'll see how that works out. But I'm really excited about it, Michael, and I know you're going to be amazing. Well, you've already started doing it. So we'll get together soon and have a chat about little things that I'm involved in that I'm quite happy to pass to you, but we'll see how we go. Any graduate programme issues from any of you or students in Sangers can be sent to Michael. Tell him where they can find the email address or his contact details. You know, use the facility. I think it's going to be well used. Sorry, Michael, I'm talking about you as if you're a thing, but, you know, I think it's going to be really, really good. It has been really good. I just want to ask, I don't need an answer to this, that are we announcing events in Sangers? That's the idea, is that any upcoming events that are just announced, you know, if we let you know in a session, just remind people in the Sangers. So, for instance, the GP, you can now announce that the graduate programme retreat is live. Claire has made it live this morning, so that is bookable now. So, dear Simba dear, watch out for those emails. Obviously, the core teachings, we started last night with the amazing session with Helen, and they're going to be launched to non-GP members in January. So, again, announce them when they're open. So when you go back in January, everyone's sessions are after they're launched. That's right, isn't it? Because people aren't going back until the 3rd or 4th.
No, we're
going to
launch it on the 3rd.
Right, so that's fine. You'll be able to announce them in the Sangers. They're open to anyone. GP members, it's already included in their subscription, so they don't have to do anything. But please liaise with Michael if I'm rambling here and you're not sure what I'm talking about. Any other Sangha host issues are still sent to Saboteur. And we'll see how that pans out with all the new groups that are coming up. So we have quite a few retreats this year. The calendar's very exciting. We've got the Earth Spirit Retreat, which is open to everyone, the Silent Retreat, in June. We have Bliss Fest for you guys to come over to Anamkara. That is the team only in August. And that's the one with the most disorganised about. You've just had an email for those who've signed up saying, thanks for your payment. We haven't let you know anything else. We are aware of this and we'll get it sorted in the new year. It's been quite a bit going on. We have the USA retreat beginning of October. we have the GP retreat right at the end of October going into November. And that's the one that we've just made live. So everything is bookable apart from the USR one. We're almost ready. That's going to be very, very soon in the new year. If anyone's having any challenges, I think that's me done now. If anyone is having any challenges or suggestions and want to shout out, please do so. My last thing is to say the next team meeting, I always forget to announce this, so I'm very proud to say the next team meeting is February the 6th, 1 p.m. UK time. So does anyone have any issues they want to bring up, or that people, that it doesn't have to be issues for team meet members, it can be things that are coming through from students that in Sangers, you know, we do want to know what's going on.
Issues, challenges, suggestions, how can we do what we do better? Yeah, Marcy? Yeah.
Yeah, I was working on what am I doing anymore? The indexing yesterday, yeah. And as I was working on, I was getting ready to send it to Caroline to submit to Claire. And I just had one of these ideas, and I thought maybe we could start titling the GP sessions, because all it says is session one, live session, maybe we can call it Helen Talk, and also the lesson summary title, so that people can easily access what is this is the one on the body, this is the one on desire, this is the one on different, you know, different subjects. So that instead of just saying live session, it has a topic to it. I think for the new people, it would make it easier to find. And for us, it would, you know, it's also great. So
I do. I had a similar idea actually about I want to start organizing them. Not before Claire has a small heart attack, not rearranging the really? Whole thing.
I didn't want to do that to Claire.
A description next to each GP lesson when it's uploaded, and I meant to say this, what lessons it's concerning. So if somebody really wants to get into lesson 3, for example, they can look by the lesson type next to it. We'll have a look at that. Can you make a note of that, would you mind, just so we don't forget?
I was going to offer to do it, but you know, I'm working on another big project now, so it's like a difficult to do it all.
No, we'll have a look into it, definitely, because it'd be helpful for new students coming in.
Yes, and just to have the, you know, the lesson title on it, you know, just helpful. Okay, good. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else like to suggest anything or any? Yep. Zoe, is that? Yeah.
Yes, and I just wanted to know what the dates for the U.S. October retreat are. This is the
2nd to the 7th.
And where is it going to be?
Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Land Celebration.
The Land Celebration Center, yeah. I'm assuming, well, the page will go live
beginning of January.
Beginning of January. Definitely the first week of January, but it'll be in D.C. 2nd to the 7th of October. Yeah. So. And I don't care if I have to swim across the ocean. I'm getting to America next year. There's no way. COVID can just go away.
And Raj, that was just exquisite, that prayer. I've heard it before, but wow, thank you.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't thank you for that. That was lovely. Thank you. And hi to Gaynor and Amy that have joined now.
Yeah. Lovely. Caroline, yep. Where's Caroline? I've lost
I'm
her.
Here.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, it was just an idea from yesterday when you talked about the chakras. I'm sure loads of people know about chakras, but I don't. I just wondered if you could do some sort of session on it.
No.
Think about it. No.
No. No. Yeah. Yeah. I did one a while back and the response was less than enthusiastic, but if it's something that might be interesting now, then definitely.
Okay, my second idea you might not really like, but there's a desire.
Could you write that first? I don't really like the first one either, if I'm honest. But, go on. Okay.
There's a desire for this to manifest, so we'll see if it works. I don't know if it's just me, I'm always on a different page, but I just, you know, your shop, it's sort of, you do the DVD, you do the lessons and the retreats and stuff. I've got an urge to want for you to pick out mala beads and sell things like that, or portraits of yourself.
Right. We did have
back in the day, when Wallace were Fields, we did have a shop, a physical shop at Satsang and everything. And it was just starting to build. And it took a while, and then COVID and everything, and you know, all that. So it's not something that I'm against. The only reason we haven't done it is because of the logistics of mail order and having someone to actually fulfill that, send them out,
and store the stock.
And the website that we currently have is not the most user-friendly in terms of setting up something like that.
Okay.
If it's something that you would be willing to do, or you know someone that would be willing to handle that side of it, then absolutely. Because
there's also a bit of a longing for. I'll have to read it because it won't come out right. If I can just read this, I just put to consider mala beads, Helen, and design your own design of scarves because you're always wearing scarves. I just think
actually, ironically, don't have one on today.
I know you do. I noticed that. And some self-photos or paintings in which not to worship, but to give gratitude so that we can ask for darshans as you did. I know you're probably not keen on that, I can tell you.
Yes, right.
I would quite like
that. I know, I have to get over that, I know.
I quite like that. So the desire's there, it has to manifest, Helen.
Which brings, okay, thanks. So I'll get over myself, is that what you're saying? Yeah. It brings us back to decent photos and stuff like that. I am all for the idea, and I've known that was going to happen eventually. It's just we didn't have the people or the facility on the website to do. I'd be more than happy to help with that if somebody knows how to get that set up. Or if it's worth having a different website for that separately, I don't know. But if you have this powerful desire, maybe you have some ideas also of how to. I do think it's a good idea because it would also, at the moment, we are losing a vast amount of money in satsang. There's one or two people turning up every time and we're not getting the donations or the book sales. So unless something changes in the new year, we're going to put the Monday satsang back to online only. With us being in the UK, obviously, we want to keep the evening one when most people aren't working. So whether that's COVID or what, I don't know, but it's never really got going since we opened it up. And I think the most we've ever had is 5. And when there's that kind of numbers, we will get the donations to cover the room. But at the moment, we're funding that out of the love of our hearts. So the reason I'm saying that is because profits from a shop would also really help to make that sustainable. You know, we could start simply with it in terms of a physical shop. But, you know, if we have ideas, online would definitely be the way to go eventually because the Sangha is worldwide now, or, you know, more or less. So if anyone has any way to make that happen and expertise, you know.
I don't have that expertise, but I'm quite happy to help. I'm good with ideas. I'm not good at executing them. Well, knowing the how to do it. But
let's all imagine some whiz kid who's amazing at online retailing suddenly finds the teaching. Can we just have a moment where we send that out, you know? Yeah. Lovely. Thank you. Thanks for pushing me, Caroline. Really, thanks. Gaina?
Yeah. Hi.
Hiya, how you doing?
All right, you.
Yeah.
Just want to say, obviously, being quite taken a back seat a lot recently. So if there is, I'm eager to kind of get involved with some small things again. So if there is anything that you kind of feel that would be suitable for me, you know, obviously I'm starting work again in January. I've got a baby, but it would be nice to kind of get back involved again.
So you're not busy at all then, really, you know, small child in the job, you know. What have you been doing all these months? Come on. Yeah.
But it would be nice, you know, so if there is something, just kind of bear me in mind, really.
Maybe have a chat with Caroline and see about sourcing, because most of the beads and stuff I get are off of eBay, you know, my scarves and stuff. So if you can find, there are sort of wholesalers and retailers, just maybe getting some prices, the cheaper things that we can buy in wholesale for.
And
I'm not asking you to actually do any of that, but the time taken to research things, maybe you can both get on that together.
Yeah,
if you don't mind.
Yeah, sounds good.
Lovely, lovely.
Where's Alora?
Is she asleep? Can we see her?
She's having a daddy day. She's downstairs eating a dinner.
Oh. Well, maybe later then, yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thanks, Gaina. Appreciate you offering that, even though you're busy. Michael?
Hi. I just had a quick question about the first Saturday in January is January 1st. Is that what the day is going to be for the next graduate course?
No, it is the Saturday after, I think, isn't it? 8th or something? Yeah.
Okay.
It's too soon. We don't tend to really do anything official till like the 2nd or 3rd. I think the first satsang back is Monday the 3rd, and it'll be the Saturday after that, whatever that is.
I think it's on the calendar.
It should already be on the GP. It's on the GP login now page.
No, I haven't changed it yet.
It'll be on there in a couple of days. So
I think it's on the is it on the included in Helen's calendar?
It's included in Helen's
calendar if you need to ever look.
Okay.
It would normally be on that first Saturday, but with it being New Year's Day, there's just no, you know, nobody really wants to get together then. So
okay, thank you.
Thanks, Michael, and thanks for taking on that role of ambassador. Yeah. Are you getting many queries coming through for that, or is it slow at the moment?
Yeah, no, people are trying to help figure out how to navigate it. So I'm kind of creating templates of questions that people are asking so that I can just copy and paste it and kind of send it to them, whether it's in a Facebook Messenger or whether it's in an email.
Yeah.
So, but it's the same kind of questions I was challenged with when I first started. So I understand how it can be very confusing to navigate it all. Where's what?
Yeah.
What do I need for that? And so.
That's good. Cause that's why we were losing people. People are just not, you know, finding their way around it soon enough. So that's great. Thank you very much for that.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Lovely. Anyone else want to bring anything forward, suggest anything, got a challenge of what they're doing? Is that you again, Michael? No? Okay. Caroline?
Me again, like a bad penny.
That's okay.
I know it was said that to have no sanghas between Christmas and New Year to give us a rest. But the way I work at work, I do have some time off around New Year. I didn't know how it would work if I could come up with a date or a time. If anybody wanted to, I'm saying is I don't mind hosting when I'm off. It was a
bit of a miscommunication that we meant just not, you know, Christmas week. If you want to something just after. We just wanted people to have a break.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, if we run a Sangha, then somebody has to be checking emails. And somebody has to post it on Facebook and all that stuff. Yeah. And it means that we don't actually get a break then. And this is one of the only times. I mean, when the team's a bit bigger and we've got more people on email and stuff, then maybe we could. But it's about the only time we all get a break. So, you know, it's one of those do we, don't we things. And we just kind of went with trying to have a break this year, especially because next year is kind of busy, going to be busy.
Yeah, I understand that.
Anyone else want to ask anything or suggest anything or having a challenge? Any feedback coming through the sanghas that we should know about?
Adair, you mentioned something the other day in a meeting with me and I can't remember what it was. There was some confusion over something. I don't know whether you'll be able to recall. Can you hear me? Sorry, I've sat back in my seat.
Oh, just with a lot that's going on. People trying to keep up with videos and I think while the DTEs and the graduate, all the videos and settings, that I think they feel they have to watch everyone or listen to all the questions and some just find it too much to keep up with.
It tends to get a little bit like that when the course is running anyway, but... Yeah, the course will you know better than anyone because you set up the emails, but the course will run again in March and then not till September. So it's just kind of coincided the course and the GPI and the core teachings work that we've done. I don't know if I'm going to repeat the extra core teachings, you know, the ones we did yesterday, because once they're recorded, they'll be on there and we'll have 3 months worth on. So there's a whole lot of extra stuff happened all at once that won't ever converge like that again, she says.
Is this recorded?
It's been recorded.
It won't happen again. Yeah. Do you hear that, Bidet and Daisy? Won't happen again.
Do you want me to put it in bold and red light in the minutes? Yeah.
So I can understand that definitely. We've had people feel overwhelmed and we haven't been doing very much at all. We also have some people that love all the stuff that's going on, you know, and everything in between. It's one of those, isn't it? But it will calm down anyway. Just because, well, the course is always a very busy time, isn't it, when it's going. Lots of audios and stuff to watch. Love the hats.
What,
what,
were,
Love the hat.
So, thank you. While we're on sanghas, all the sanghas have been great. They've been really done very well, and really people really appreciate coming to them. It's been regular people, and we're still looking for some co-hosts if there's any available. But I think you've advertised, you mentioned it on the last satsang.
Yeah. I do think, though, it would help if you guys mention it on individual sanghas as well, because it's different coming from you than it is from me. Some people might be more open to respond to you, not just you, Savitur, but sorry, DJ Savvy. You know, all of us, all the Sangha hosts, if they want to suggest it, you know, it's up to you. But I'm happy with how it is now. I mean, it's going to grow, obviously, and I'd like to get some contemplation. We've got some statement process stuff going on. We've got some meditation one going on from Ian. I'd like to get eventually all of the core teachings so that there's a group to practice one of the five core teachings for the graduate program somewhere once a week, you know, at some time zone eventually. But that's kind of vision for the future there.
Don't forget the, I know you know this, Savitur, I'm talking to others that run sanghas. To run a sangha, you have to be in the graduate program. So you might have people in a worldwide sangha who wouldn't want running the sanghas at the moment.
Yeah, and as the course only runs twice next year, the graduate program, the membership of it will probably go up, because that will be the only way really during, you know, to access the teachings more. So eventually, not immediately, but sort of this time next year, we should be looking at a lot more people to potentially host the Sangha. It'll just grow as it grows there.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. Michael?
Just a thought right now. For the retreat in October in Gore, Virginia, should it be for graduates of the Dissolving the Ego course and graduate members only, or is it open to everybody?
Which retreat are you talking about, sorry?
The one that we're going to do outside of DC.
Yeah, that'll be just open to everyone, because it's the first one we've done there. I do want to move the graduate program retreat around different countries eventually, maybe even, you know, 2023, do it in a different country. but I'd like to, because the Sangha growing there in the US is so big, in Canada, I'd love to leave it open, that first one at least.
Yep.
And go from there, because it gets people forming relationships then that attend, because it's not going to be a silent retreat either. People will be able to form real friendships and bonds over that time. Okay. It's something I want to talk to you about, actually, arranging something like that for the year after, you know.
Well, we'll probably get a lot of Canadians, because where that is, it's about an 8-hour drive from Toronto, maybe 9 from Montreal, so you'll probably get a lot of Canadians that'll come down too, because we seem to be getting more and more Canadians as well.
Yeah, I've noticed that on YouTube, the stats for Canada are just going up massively. Absolutely. So catching up close behind the US. The UK is pitifully fifth down the list. It's really bizarre.
Yeah, but you've got such quality students in the UK.
Is it quality rather than quantity?
It's about the quality. It's the passes.
So where's Australia in that?
It's not worth mentioning.
I can't actually remember. I'm being diplomatic there. Yeah.
It's down under, isn't it?
They're very funny, yeah. There was a point where if you took the subscribers from everywhere else in the world to my channel, they were less, including the UK, they were less than the ones in the US. Mm. There was a point where the US was beating the whole rest of the world. Canada's catching up fast with that now.
Don't tell them that.
The UK is still, I don't know, maybe they just don't like me here so much. And, I won't take it personally.
We like you.
Most of the time.
Yeah, so I do want to I know we talked about doing Canada in 23, right? Maybe we can, I don't know, get some, we could even do the GPR, the graduate program retreat up in Canada. That would be amazing.
We've got some venues, some of the areas in Canada, haven't we?
Yeah.
Look at.
Yeah. Mm. Wonderful. I'll go wherever the people is me, you know, I love traveling anyway, so. Awesome. Anything else that anyone would like to suggest or bring for any marvelous ideas? Bob?
Yeah. I don't have any ideas. I just wanted to say hi. I came in super late.
It's just inexcusable. Just really,
well.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, everyone.
You doing okay?
Doing well. Yeah.
Good. Wonderful. Sharon?
My first suggestion would be for these early morning sanghas, coffee would be nice.
That works.
Yes. But
well, I have mine. Do you have yours? Actually, it's tea, but yeah. Yay. This is
one coffee. Of the feedbacks I get from the people in the meetups is how happy they are with the fact that everything is so different. Because remember when we started last year, it's like, do we streamline it? And you kind of said everybody will have their own flair of how to do it. And the people who are coming really appreciate that everybody has their own flair or focuses on something different or presents the material a different way, because it just it touches a different part for each sangha. So I did want to mention that.
Wonderful. And that's part of the magic of it, right? It gets a different angle from everyone. And then it goes in easier and faster. You know, people probably learn more in a sangha than they do in a class sometimes, because they're less, it's more informal, isn't it? So yeah, wonderful. Lovely. Okay, so if there's nothing else that anyone else wants to talk about or raise, we can go into the satsang portion. Yeah. So if anyone, let me just start a different recording for this bit.